good day.
And to you, good day.
I would love to own my own home.
Oh, you go right ahead then.
Now, in the secret,
yes,
it would seem, to my understanding, yes, that what one should do is focus on the exact perfect home for me.
Yes. This functions as a template. Because you see, again, it's a permission slip. The home may or may not look exactly like you imagine it. But whatever in your mind, whatever in your visualization is the ideal representation, the ideal permission slip, will resonate with your preferred vibration. And then the higher self will bring you the idea that actually is representative of your true high frequency, even if it's a little bit different than what your physical mind was capable of imagining. But it still functions as a template to get you on the right resonant frequency. That's what it's for. So if you use it, imagine it in all the details you can, perfectly as you can, it will get you more excited because it's more representative of what you believe you want. And by getting more excited, you will then attract exactly what will really serve you. Make sense?
It does.
So it's the idea of focusing on a specific, but allowing the general to manifest in a specific way that is actually more representative than anything your physical mind could actually have imagined. Because you see, when people insist that it must look exactly this way, exactly that way, sometimes they may be right on in alignment. And they may get exactly that reflection. But the point is that if you don't insist that it must look exactly that way, and if you're open to the possibility that it could be something grander, your higher self will always bring you something better. So if you insist it must be this way, you're actually insisting that it shouldn't be even better than you can imagine. Does that make sense?
Well, what I was wondering is if,
yes,
if it's possible, my way of seems to be to walk down the street and,
yes,
I'd imagine living in that house, in that house, in,
yes,
that house. What would,
yes,
it be like to live in a tree?
All
what
right.
would it be like to live in a bus station? Now, could
All
I
right.
dilute?
All right, but that's perhaps
focus.
Simply the process you enjoy to give yourself the understanding that you can imagine anything and any one of those things could come to pass. And it gives you the opportunity to understand that all of those choices are equally valid.
But is it a roundabout way? Do I have to live in all these places before I get
no.
the right one?
No, you don't have to. You may only be proving to yourself that all the choices are equal, which means that no one has to stand out, which means being equal, you can choose the one you prefer. But that may just be your way of allowing all the choices to seem equal.
A level playing ground.
Exactly. Because only when all choices are valid and all choices are allowed to be equal and no choices are judged as being less than another choice or better than another choice, do you actually give yourself the ability to actually choose what you prefer? Because when you invalidate something, all your energy goes towards suppressing its validity. And that's what manifests. Make
Thank
sense?
You. Thank you, yes.
Does that help?
It does.
Then happy walking.
Thank you.